It's a very important day, really, really big day. You know, this kit has just been released and it looks amazing. It's been a long time coming and, you know, so much has gone into it, and they've produced something that really, really stands out and represents GB really well.
And what does it feel like? Describe the emotions of putting it on, because it means, you know, a lot to you, because you know what you will do in it.
Yeah, I feel very proud and obviously honoured to be a part of it, to show it out on this first day. You know, a lot's gone into it for the performance side with Adidas and Stella with the design side. So, you know, it's performance and style, which is perfect. And I try and gather motivation from everywhere I can. And clothing's one of that point. So Adidas have done this perfectly.
And they said that it's actually lighter than the kit that you had in London 2012. How can that be?
It's 10% lighter with the materials that they use. So, you know, going out to Rio, it's perfect. You know, keeps us cool in the heat as well. And obviously, if it's lighter for the athletics people, it obviously means faster. So it's all positive and really, really good.
And gathering here in Marylebone today with, you know, all the other British athletes and Paralympians, does it kind of bring it home? It's 100 days to go?
Yeah, it really does. And to be honest, I can't believe it's 100 days today. It's crazy and it's coming around so quick. For me, my main focus is trying to keep that Rio at the back of my mind still at the moment. I've got the European Championships coming up in a month's time. So that's a big stepping stone towards it, and hopefully it can be a successful one.
Tell us about you. When we sat here 4 years ago, London 2012, you were the European champion, but obviously went on to win a medal at 2012. You're now the world Commonwealth champion. How does Olympic champion sound?
It sounds amazing. Obviously, as an athlete, I'm very ambitious, and I set my targets. You know, that would be unbelievable. For me, my main focus is going there, performing clean routines. Hopefully, you know, the build-up and training beforehand can be really good. And it's about going there. I've never been to Rio before, so that'd be an experience in itself. So I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, the competition, I really can't wait to get out there.
You're obviously in good form. The Glasgow World Cup proved that with the all-round gold as well.
Thank you. Yeah, these first competitions of this year have been really, really good. And I'm looking forward to the European Championships coming up. So, like I say, on the road to Rio, it's going well, and hopefully I can keep it going.
Any concerns about Rio itself? I mean, you say you haven't been there yet, but I think the lights went out, for example, at a gymnastics test event when they were going on. Any concerns over that?
No, to be honest, that's the least of my worries at the moment. I'm sure they have it perfect for the day.
Well, Max, we wish you all the best of luck. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much.